WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Calm Within. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and let's be real, life can feel like a whirlwind sometimes, right? One minute you're juggling deadlines, the next you're trying to figure out what you had for breakfast. But what if there was a way to step outside that chaos, find some clarity, and build a deeper understanding of yourself? Well, guess what? There is. And it all starts with something powerful: reflection. I know, the word reflection might sound a little stuffy, like something you do in a dusty old library. But trust me, this isn't about staring at your navel for hours on end. It's about taking intentional moments to check in with yourself, understand your thoughts and feelings, and learn how you truly operate in the world. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to fix a car without looking under the hood first, right? So why treat your own mind any differently? Self-awareness is like that engine tune-up. It helps you run smoother, handle bumps in the road with more grace, and ultimately reach your destination. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build self-awareness through reflection. 1. Recognize your triggers. We all have them, those little things that set us off, make our blood pressure rise, or send us spiraling into a negative thought loop. Maybe it's traffic, certain people, or even specific news headlines. Pay attention to what triggers these emotional responses and how you react. This awareness helps you anticipate challenges and develop healthy coping mechanisms. Remember, knowledge is power. 2. Embrace your emotions. Don't try to bury them or pretend they don't exist. Feelings are a part of the human experience, and they provide valuable insights into your thoughts, needs, and motivations. When you feel something — anger, sadness, joy, even boredom — take a moment to acknowledge it without judgment. Ask yourself, what is causing this feeling? What message is my body trying to send me? 3. Journal your thoughts. Writing down your thoughts and feelings can be incredibly cathartic and insightful. It's like having a conversation with your inner self, exploring your beliefs, values, and aspirations. Don't worry about grammar or perfect sentences, just let it flow. Over time, you'll start to notice patterns in your thinking and gain a deeper understanding of your motivations. 4. Practice mindfulness. This one takes a little effort, but trust me, it's worth it. Mindfulness involves paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It could be as simple as focusing on your breath for a few minutes each day, or paying close attention to the sensations you experience while eating a meal. By grounding yourself in the now, you can break free from racing thoughts and cultivate a sense of inner peace. 5. Seek feedback. Don't be afraid to ask trusted friends, family members, or mentors for their honest perspectives on your strengths and weaknesses. Sometimes we have blind spots that only others can see. Be open to constructive criticism and use it as an opportunity for growth. Remember, feedback is a gift. It allows us to see ourselves more clearly and refine our approach to life. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, facing a deadline that feels impossible. You start feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and maybe even a little panicky. Ever feel like that? Well, if you practice reflection, you might catch yourself spiraling into those negative emotions before they take over. You could pause for a moment, take a few deep breaths, and ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? What triggers this stress response? This simple act of self-awareness allows you to step back from the chaos, assess the situation more clearly, and come up with a plan to tackle it effectively. Self-reflection isn't just some abstract concept, it's a practical tool that can empower you to navigate life's challenges with greater ease and resilience. It's about taking responsibility for your emotional well-being, understanding your patterns of behavior, and ultimately becoming the best version of yourself. Remember, building self-awareness is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs along the way, but the key is to keep practicing, keep exploring, and keep showing up for yourself. You got this. So, what are you waiting for? Start reflecting today. Take a few minutes to jot down your thoughts, check in with your emotions, and identify those triggers that hold you back. I can't wait to hear about your insights and experiences. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a dose of self-awareness. Leave us a review and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep calm, keep reflecting, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.